entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we want to help all of you entrepreneurs and wannabe entrepreneurs to share your thoughts with us so that we can help all entrepreneurs. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
We're doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the house one more time on a Thursday evening.
All right. Well, glad to have you. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How about you, gentlemen?
Oh, we are ready. All set to go. We know that the world is not going to get any better unless you entrepreneurs out there help create it to make it better. I'm trying to do my part. Hopefully, you're doing yours. And we invite you to call the show, add some comments, and ask some questions. The number's right in front of you. I'm not sure if you can see it, but it's 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. But before we get into it, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, that's what we are going to be doing, and you are more than welcome to call. Just in case you're wondering, we are live on Facebook and on YouTube, and so if you go out there and you watch the show, you can actually put something in the chat and send it to me. I will not type back, but I may read some of your questions or concerns, and you're more than welcome to do that. Just kind of let us know, type it in, and we'll find it. Hopefully we find it, and hopefully we don't miss anyone, but it's possible. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
We're doing great, Mr. Gene. Been here on the Entrepreneur Hour, ready to see if we can get some entrepreneurs to come on in and help us out, make this hour a great hour for entrepreneurs.
All righty, but in the meantime, you entrepreneurs, you want to be entrepreneurs, and you're out there. Our topic for tonight is, who is your competition or your competitors? And depending on depending on the kind of business that you're in or thinking about going in, hopefully you have some competitors. And if you don't have any competitors, then create some so that they can help you become better and better and better. We have a list of topics that we're going to address centered around your competition or your competitors. So we both have a business, and we have 6 points that we're going to bring out over the next 40 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And talk about our experiences relating to our competitors. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to be doing. And so very briefly, I'm going to start this off so that Mr. Dukes can kind of hear a little bit about what I'm doing. Anyway, so...
How's it going to listen?
So as an entrepreneur, we start businesses. And as we start businesses, we know we want to start a business. We know that we're going to need help in some way. And hopefully we know that we have some competitors. Okay, so in my case, I have a training company. We provide employee training programs and corporate training programs in order to help individuals to find enjoyable employment so that they're more productive and they make more money. Anyway, so in doing that, I have competitors that are trying to do that as well. But I have 6 topics that I'm going to talk about. We're kind of relating to that. Okay, so these topics are, what are your competitors' strengths? What are your competitors' weaknesses? How can you cover your competitor's weakness in your own business? And how can you solve the same problems better or differently than your competitors? And how can you leverage technology to better serve your customers? And how big of a threat are your competitors if you open your business? Anyway, so those are the 6 topics that we're going to talk about, and I'm going to share some of my experiences, and Mr. Dukes is going to share some of his, hopefully. And any of you others that are out there, if you hear the topic and you have something to share to help more entrepreneurs, you're more than welcome to call the show again. Number 727-441-3000. So you're going to be more than welcome to participate and ask questions, because I know that whatever business that you have, most likely you are going to have some competitors. Anyway, so that comes along with starting your business. And how are you going to become better than the others? Anyway, so that's what I'm doing very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But very quickly, before we go to break, Mr. Dukes, can you tell us the kind of business you had in 30 seconds or so?
Yeah, I had a automotive repair section shop with 6 bays.
All right, that's it?
That's it.
All righty. So anyway, we're going to take a short break so that you hear a little bit as soon as we get a chance. And we'll be right back to start this up to give you our thoughts on being better than your competitors. We'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the TAN Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, the tough do get going when the going gets tough. And for you entrepreneurs, when the going gets tough, you got to get going because you are going to have competitors, and your only job is to figure out a way to be better than they are. Anyway, so I'm kind of giving some examples here because we're talking about who our competition is or who our competitors are. And like I said, I'm going to go through six categories, and I'm going to start with number one. Number one is what are your competitors' strengths? Okay, what I'd like to have you think about who your competitors are. What are they good at, or what are their strengths? And so I'm going to just kind of share with you. I shared before the break that I have a training. I have a training company, but it's an employee development company designed to help job seekers and employees to find jobs that they enjoy instead of a job. And so, anyway, so when it comes down to my competitive strengths, I'm going to say that they're already established. And so they're already established, which means they've been in place a long time. And so They are the places where people go. They go to the colleges, they go to the schools, they go to the workforce boards, because those entities are already established. And so the strengths that they have are that they are established. So they're established and they do what they do. They train people for jobs, and people go out and they get jobs or get placed into jobs, and that's what works. But number two is, what are their weaknesses, though? What are your competitors' weaknesses? Okay, the weakness, I believe, is that their programs and their are all focused on specific jobs and specific training and specific skills. Okay, so that their weakness is they don't have something that's for every individual. They have individuals that they try to put into a specific program, the training and specific skills for that. And so they have certain requirements and qualifications and criteria. They give tests and exams, and you have to have a bunch of credentials. And I'm going to say that's a weakness. And the reason being is because regardless of what they're giving, most of those individuals are not happy. The employers are not happy because they can't find productive employees with high morale. Okay, which means people are doing jobs that they don't want to do. So that's where our advantage comes into play. So, Mr. Dukes, I know you've just been listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through the first two, but briefly, just very quickly, tell us what your business was or is.
Well, my business was automotive repair, and I had a good-sized shop. I had six employees. But what I was looking at, what I did when I went into the community, and I found all the shops that was within 10 miles radius of my shop that I was going to establish. And I met the individuals, and I talked to them, and I told them what I did, and asked them what kind of equipment did they have in their shop, told them what I had. So And now we're trying to find out how strong this shop were and how what type of equipment he had that he could do whatever if I couldn't do in my shop. So I spent time with the owners, and in that way I got to know them very close, and good relationship started off good.
So I'm just going to ask this because I'm not sure if I heard that, but what are your competitive strengths?
That's what I said. I was looking at what their strengths were. And now, through my effort, I was looking at what type of equipment they had in their establishment, because that tells me how strong they are in the automotive world. A lot of shops don't have a lot of good equipment. Okay. They can't do a lot of testing, couldn't do a lot of diagnostics.
So, anything else that you can think of that might have been a strength?
And I looked at the building, how it was established, and they gave me an idea of how their shop was run.
Okay, now what were your competitors' weaknesses?
The weakness was mainly because of some things the shop did not perform certain operations on automobile. They didn't do. That where I came in, because I was strong in that area, I could do the ones that they couldn't do. So we would switch off with business. When he got something that he really didn't do in his shop, he would refer it to me.
Okay, so you benefited from their weaknesses.
Right.
Okay. All right. So you entrepreneurs out there, just think about your competitions or your competitors. They're going to have certain strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to have certain weaknesses.
Correct.
Most likely as an entrepreneur, you're going to have certain strengths and certain weaknesses as well.
Correct.
So you want to begin to focus on what are you good at, or what kind of strengths do you have that will allow you to compete with your competitors? Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's what goes on out there in that world. Yes, I'd like to have you think about it. Okay, number three was, or is, number three. Number three, we just got you doing weaknesses. Number three, it's how can you cover your competitors' weaknesses in your own business? How can you cover for that? Okay, how can you cover in that business? And so, as I said earlier, I have an employee training and development company, and so we train individuals to perform jobs that they enjoy doing. So the type of training that we offer, it focuses on the uniqueness of the individual's motivated skills and abilities so that they are motivated doing things that they already do. So our focus is on that so that the jobs that they have, they're matching up with what they're already motivated to do versus doing something that they're not motivated to do at all. So we use no traditional requirements. So this is how we cover for that, because we don't use traditional requirements. We use the natural abilities that the individual naturally has, and by using that, they are more productive. The morale is higher because they're doing things that they have always been doing. Because when it comes to jobs, it's the functions that make up those jobs. And so we get them to recognize how they've been functioning elsewhere and how they can function within that particular job based on their unique skills and abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm just going to say that for number three. And I'm going to switch back to you, Mr. Dukes. And how can you cover your competitors' weaknesses in your own business?
Well, that refers back to what I said earlier. Once you know what the individual can do in their shop, and I know what I can do, I can cover his weakness, and it makes him look good because we work together, and whatever he has a weakness in, he allowed me to do that work, and we kind of shift it back and forth.
Did the company have any weaknesses that you could mention?
Yeah, in the automotive world, every shop desire to have certain pieces of equipment to be able to do certain diagnosis and to do all certain diagnostics. and some pieces of equipment he may not have or he didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do the job for him by covering him. That gives him good relationship with his customer. And we build a good relationship. So equipment mainly be the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
In my business, that where I could cover for somebody else's weakness in another shop.
Okay, so it's important for you entrepreneurs out there to know what do you have or what do you do that actually covers you, also may help your competitor.
Right.
Or also allow you to use all of that to your advantage, because that's why you're in business.
Mm-hmm.
Is to do something better, quicker, faster in some way, so that you have people coming to you.
Correct. The better mousetrap, as some would say.
Oh,
yes, the better mousetrap.
That's right.
And so many of you may want to put together a mousetrap. Many of you already may have.
Mm-hmm.
But the mousetraps are out there. Your job is to find a better one. Anyways, I'd like to just have you think about that, because that's what's going to be required if you plan to have a business. It doesn't matter what it is, but you got to have something that attracts customers different than your competitor. Okay, so just something to, mm-hmm. something to really think about, because your competitor's doing the exact same thing to you. Now, the only difference is they're established. You're a new entrepreneur trying
right.
to make an entry.
And that's a good statement right there, Mr. Gene. You are new coming into the community, and you need to get known by your competitors. And most competitors, I found out, are very friendly and don't mind working with a young entrepreneur if he's willing and humble and accept some of the advice.
Does he have to be young or just an entrepreneur?
Well, if he's an entrepreneur, has been around a while, he ought to know the rope. I would think a young entrepreneur is more apt to need that.
Oh, okay.
Versus than an already established entrepreneur. I'm not saying it don't work for both,
mm-hmm.
but I give the lead, as they said, the lead to the young.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because a lot of individuals work, they get several years of experience working for someone else, and then mm-hmm. they decide to step out on their own, and it could be any age.
That's true.
Because they decide to do it themselves, which means they're an entrepreneur.
That's true.
And it just starts at any point in time, but it affects anyone who's trying to start a business.
Well, that's true. And I say young, when I mean young, I don't mean young in age. I mean young going into a bit to be an entrepreneur, whether in age, whether he's an old individual or she's an old individual. I'm looking at their young into an entrepreneurship.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. So I'm glad that you explained it that way, so that we know exactly what it is that you're talking about. Because an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. whenever you get started in life, that's when you get started.
That's right.
It could happen at any age. Many people gain a lot of experience working for someone else, and
that's
then
right.
they decide to step out.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be any age, as well as those that are just beginning to start off on their own.
Correct.
Okay, so I'd just like to have you do that.
Can I say something?
Sure. We just had
Brian.
Tell us who you are, Brian. Come on over and have a seat over here.
Brian. Sitting in that chair.
Yeah, we can see you from over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go. Brian from the Brian Cash Claus coupon book.
Give me the yes. plug.
Is this on?
No,
it's not.
Got
to plug it in.
That one, or the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, we can hear you. Okay. It's one of those over there.
There you go. It's a little loud.
Okay.
Because I was just going to go with your theme, what you said. I read a book on KFC,
right.
Carl.
Mm-hmm.
He was 67 years old when
right.
he started his company.
Right.
He crisscrossed the United States. And what he did is he slept in his car. And in the book, he mm-hmm. said his family tried to have him committed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what he did is he found these two brothers that own chicken stores in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. And in the story, he says he gave out, he didn't call it free, but in the book, they take a picture of it, too. He put out a complimentary two pieces of chicken with no purchase. Just come on in. Mm-hmm. And he said everybody always got something. Well, it was Leo's, it was Johnny's Italian restaurant. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, it's a famous restaurant, and he does really well. There's like a half-hour wait in Countryside to sit down, and he's been in business forever. He put out a coupon where it was free dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. But what you had to do is find the misspelled word in the ad to get it. And what they found out is that 90% of the people don't go out to eat by themselves. So it was one per table.
Mm-hmm.
So what KFC did, going back to that, is he crisscrossed the country. And then in the story, he put a pint of gravy without even people asking for it in every bag. Mm-hmm. Do you know why he did that? Because a pint of gravy would make it heavy. He noticed that, like, just two pieces of chicken, mm-hmm. if you think about it, could be kind of light.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? But if you add a pint of gravy, now it feels like, hey, it's kind of heavy. So now, was he rich? No, because he was sleeping in his car. Was he young? No, he was 67 years old. So I'm going based on when you said mm-hmm. it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's not a metropolis in the United States that has 20,000 homes or more that doesn't have a KFC?
Mm.
So now when he goes to sell it to now became big corporate and all this,
mm-hmm.
they said, where are all the contracts you have? Like, he did every deal on a handshake.
Right.
Had no contracts. I know that's hard to believe.
No, it's not.
But what he did is that if the people didn't, like, fulfill their contract, he just sent people. This is back, you got to remember, in the 50s.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you can do that today.
Nope. You probably can.
Yeah. Hello. My father, not my father, but my father's friend, someone didn't pay rent. This is back in the 60s. You know what the guy did? He took the door off his front door. Right? He goes, you're not going to pay me rent. You're not going to get a front door. I mean, now, if you did that today, you could get in trouble,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
But that's back in the 60s and stuff. So isn't that kind of neat? Here's a guy that wasn't young, didn't have money, but yet he had ambition.
Had the idea.
You know, and the thing is it's almost like I tell my kid this, and I know this is going to probably be bad, what I'm about to say, because I can see some people seeing it being bad. But they did a study, if you ever want to Google it, from a college education. 40% of the people that are out there that get a college education mm-hmm. get jobs where they don't need that degree.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right? And do you know what the other 40% do? The other 40% are out there, they don't complete it. So only 6 out of 10 people complete college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now you got 80% of the people that went to college, either not in the field they did or they failed.
There you go.
So that leaves 20% that actually have a college degree that they're using mm-hmm. it. I believe, and this is wrong too, because I can see how the old way of thinking it, because, you know, parents want to be able to say, like, oh, look at my kids going to college. It's pride.
Mm-hmm.
But really, wouldn't you rather have your kid have an imagination?
Oh, gee.
A dream.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at our notes.
And desire, right? Because when you have an imagination and you have dream and you have a desire, that's a formula for success.
That's true.
And when those are down, right, if your imagination is down, your desire is down, and your vision is down, guess what? That's self-pity.
That's
true. Yeah.
You ever want to know why people are in self-pity? And then people in self-pity, what they'll do is they'll lash out at you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find out if someone's in self-pity? Are they saying mean things to you? Because hurt people
mm-hmm.
hurt people. So now you see this person in self-pity. So how hard is it to go up to that person with love, right? Because now they're stepping on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
So in the material world, you would retaliate.
Yes.
But then if you walked up to them, and if you can do this, and it's hard, but if you can just walk up to them and say, hey, how's it going? What's going on? Everybody's fighting a battle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you get in contact with. You have a couple battles you're fighting. Yeah. You have a couple battles you're fighting. It could be health. It could be anything, right? So everybody's fighting a battle. So if you know that, and it's as if you can do this, right? Because I don't do it myself. But I'm saying if you can, right? But you got to come at it with...
You start it for me.
But if you can come at it with compassion and love. Because where love is, God is.
Yes, sir.
Right? Oh, so now you come at it with love and you ask him really what's going on. And you know what I've had happen when I'm in that spiritual state? They'll say to me, oh, I just got fired. I just found my girlfriend or my wife's cheating on me. Oh, my mom just passed away. Oh, I don't have enough money to pay my rent. So if you really went up to someone that's being mean to you, right, what you'll find out, there's a good chance that person's in self-pity. So the answer is what? Come at it with love.
Yeah.
With love, it'll change it.
Right, and then that line you taught me, right? I don't know, I forget who said it, one of you two. But I've said it 100 times. I love it when I say something where I remember where I learned it.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a good leader is turning other people into being leaders.
That's right.
Right.
So that's the deal. Who said that out of you two? Who takes credit for that?
Well,
do you remember? I think.
I'm going to say Mr. Dukes.
So now what I'm trying to do now, because that changed my life. So now what I'm trying to do is like look at people that are not accomplishing stuff. But people got to want it too, right?
Yes.
They got to need
it. They got it, right.
But you know what the most important one of those is? I left out. So you can need it. You can want it. That don't matter. What does matter is you got to work for it.
You got to go get it.
You got to go get it. You got to have the desire. You got to put the effort in. Right? Like on my paper where I have it above where, and I'm not a good worker, by the way. I'm not. But the thing is, what I do say on the top, I say, don't let it be said that you didn't put effort in.
That's right.
You know, if I fail, that's okay. That sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't.
But don't let it be said that I didn't put effort in. My goal is to have willingness.
Effort.
Right. And even when I pray, and I can't say I always do this, can I just pray for other people, not myself?
Yes.
Of course.
Right? Don't pray for me. And then that could be maximum service to God because...
Serve.
Be about it. Don't talk about it. Right,
but
I can be maximum service by my actions.
That's right.
And then that's attraction, not promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're attracted like a bug's attracted to light, not by what I say, but what I do. Can I do that? And then I feel I'm being maximum service to God.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I'm putting out good karma, good thoughts. You know, can I be kind to everybody I come in contact with? And do you know what happens when you're kind to everybody you come in contact with?
If you get kinder.
You're kind to yourself then. And then I know you have a business show here, and I'm going to leave. I know I've taken up too much time, and I apologize. But thank you for giving it to me.
Believe it or not, this is Brian Cash Claus, who had a show previous to ours. But, Brian, we're talking about imagination on our next show.
Are you kidding me?
When it comes to jobs, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And you're more than welcome to stand out there and look at us.
I'm fans of you guys. Well, the last thing I'll say is that, you know, you're doing a business show and it all comes down to money and all that. Like, really, when you come down to it, because the more money you have, the more security you have. But I think I think I got something better than that. Can you make a goal just to have peace of mind?
Yes.
That's right? The best way to go.
And do the experiment, because when you have peace of mind, right? You can do anything in life, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the answer. Because this guy, this rabbi, sent all his kids home. You can pick one thing you want. What would it be, right? And everybody picked health, money, but no one put peace of mind.
Peace.
Because if you have peace of mind, that's the deal.
Everything has come with a blessing, so to speak.
Yes.
Yep.
So thank you for letting me be on the show.
I'm glad you heard us and popped in.
I'm a fan. When I immediately turn it on, you guys are sharp cats. You have experience. I love when you talk from experience, right?
That's right.
You know what you be careful of? When someone says you should, right? Tells me is that they're not doing it themselves.
Right.
You know, so experience, strength, and hope. That's what you want to give people. Right? Don't say, this is what you... Here's what I did. And I can show you through my experience, this is what happened.
That's right.
Now you never tell someone that they have to do it.
Oh, no.
Right? Because what you can just do is say, this is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do what I did, then this is the outcome from my experience.
That's right.
right?
That's right.
And then they're attracted to you, and then later on they might come up to you and ask you, hey, how'd you do it? Mm-hmm. Right? Because, and you never look down on someone either.
Never, never.
Right? Because even though you see someone that's not doing right, and even though you know you could advise them, but if they have to want it,
work for it, and need it.
And they have to have a psychic change. Because if you know the best way someone gets a psychic change is when they hit bottom.
When they go to the bottom.
Right, because now they got to stop digging, and then they are at least, they have the gift of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that, the acronym for the gift of desperation? G-O-D. Gift of desperation. That's actually a gift, right?
It is.
It's a gift.
Gift of God.
Because that's when people will be open-minded and have the willingness to change.
To change.
Yeah, because willingness is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Are you open-minded?
Right.
And can you be honest? Listen to this. Not with, me being honest with you and you, but can I be honest with myself? That's the hardest person to be honest with.
That is the person you first need to be honest with.
Because then you can change.
Right.
Anyway, I got to go.
Okay, you listen to the comments of Brian Cash Claus. And Brian, thank you very much. You're an entrepreneur as well. Thank you very much for coming in. And come on in again. All right.
The coupon man.
Yep, the coupon man. And we got him going, but for the however, I think it's time that we take a break. You listen to myself, Mr. Dukes.
We're right here.
And we'll be right back sharing a little bit more about what your competitors or who your competitors are. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Just trying to help all of you out there to make some. We're trying to make some money as well.
Yes, sir.
And
money, honey.
Feel free to tell us how you're doing. Just go to the chat, say hello, and all that sort of stuff. We can Mabel says hello, and we'll keep moving on. What we're doing is talking about who are your competitors as an entrepreneur. We've gone through three so far. The first one was, what are your competitors' strengths? What are your competitors' weaknesses? And how can you cover your competitors' weaknesses with your own business? Very, very important. What can you do differently that makes you stand out? We have six, so we're going to go to number four right quick.
All right.
Anyway, so how can you solve the same problem better or differently than your competitors? Anyway, so I mentioned I have a training and development business. I solve the same problem, which is helping individuals to find employment, But I do it better because I'm helping the individuals use their natural abilities to get hired doing what they do anyway. Okay, the only thing that's different is the job title and the opportunity to learn more to add on to those motivated skills and abilities. Because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dukes, how about you?
Well, in my profession, I always stick to the equipment in our profession because we use a lot of equipment and a piece of equipment to do a better job than what my competitor had because he doesn't have the high-tech piece of equipment that I have. So when he have a problem, he will bring his problem to me and I will solve his problem because I have the piece of high-tech equipment.
Okay. Okay. Number five says, it says, how can you leverage technology to better serve your customers? How can you leverage technology to better serve your customers? I'm going to suggest that we use technology differently in our business. What we do is we suggest to our individuals to use less emails, less text, try to do everything in person. Because when you're in person, everyone can see all of you, front side, back side, see you coming, see you going. They can see all of you. Texts and emails, it's reading only. There's no feeling, no emotion. And so we want the individual to get in front of people and tell them who they are, their background, so that they literally are hearing them how they sound, how they present themselves, all that is happening in person. I mean, so we use our technology that way, but we also use our technology, these cell phones and things, so that our people can see themselves and promote themselves on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, those kind of places. They can promote themselves in a way whereby they're not really hiding anything. People have seen them, plus they can see how they can spread themselves out in the technology world. Okay, so I'm going to hold up right there.
Well, we do technology quite different. And what our goal is to be have our technician trained to operate the high power, high tech equipment that we have, not have to pin on one individual. And in that case, the technology that we deal with enables us to be able to diagnose, locate a problem, and be able to solve it quickly. And that's how we deal with technology in our profession.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, number six. It says, how big of a threat are your competitors if you open your business? Okay, so imagine having a business, you open it up. How big of a threat are you to them? Okay, now in my case, I'm just going to say in the training world, in the training business, and I got mine written down so I can talk about them.
He knew what the question was. See?
Yeah.
Funny how that is.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that seems to happen. I believe that we could be perceived as a threat because we're using something that's unfamiliar unless you're in our classrooms. It's a different way of learning, different way of seeing yourself, different way of seeing human productivity, different way of seeing how we see you. And so by having the individuals to apply that process, it's something that could be perceived as a threat. However, it could be also be something that our competitors want because our competitors are also looking to do better for themselves and looking to work along with people in the same way. Okay, so that's my answer for that one.
Okay.
Okay, so this one.
How big of a threat are your competitor to you if you open your business? Well, in my case, I canvass the area and ask questions to my competitors. And I learned again that most competitors, not really a competitor, they want to be, have good relationship with each other. And if they have something that I don't have, then I want to try to see whatever it takes me to get what I need to make my business much better when I open it.
Were you a threat?
I didn't feel like I was a threat. I feel like it was a threat to me because I was moving into a new area and I didn't have what I needed to do all the technical diagnostics, so to speak, with.
So you felt threatened?
Yes. Not by them, by myself.
Okay.
I have an answer for that, too.
Sure.
Similarly to Mr. Dukes, I find that most production companies have a different niche, and very rarely, there's a lot of services that overlap, but there's very rarely do I find someone that is an exact duplicate competitor.
Correct.
Therefore, there's rarely ever a hostility or anything like that between competitors because there's always something, you know, somebody else plans weddings. I won't get within 100 feet of it. Well, yeah, well, for sound and lights, but not for not for decor.
Right.
Don't ask me to carry plates, but or pick out plates. But because of that, I found that a competitor is more like someone who builds on a service that you can provide.
That's
and
right.
And winds up being part of a team
with you,
as opposed against you.
That's right, and that's why. Right. If you are an entrepreneur, you have to research and talk to individuals. As Gene said earlier, that we don't do it that way. We will go face-to-face. So as an entrepreneur, you need to go face-to-face with other entrepreneurs so that you can get that good feeling about them and they can feel good about you.
I know that feeling because I went to lunch with another entrepreneur. You know, more focused. She's more focused on wedding planning, and she can do a lot of the things that I provide. But neither of us were threatened by each other's services because there's enough areas where we can help that there's no issues there.
Right. One thing about entrepreneurs, most will help entrepreneurs, and they actually help make you better.
That's right.
Which is just something to think about. They're helping better.
But there is some criticism out there. You have to be careful. And you have to learn, as Mr. Jane said, thank you and move on.
Criticism's there. People get afraid of new
competition. Criticism is good for you.
Well, and there's a lot of people who aren't going to see that same eye to eye, and they won't be able to see that they offer services that you don't. And they just, as soon as they see any branding that's similar to what they do, there's a standoff-ish attitude.
That's right.
Yeah, one of the things that many of you entrepreneurs will learn is that people will help you.
Yes, sir.
The people refer business to you.
You're right.
People will talk about you in a positive way so that you're always building customer relations. So just something to just really think about. However, there are threats out there. Lots of people feel threatened.
Yes.
Yeah. It comes along with the territory. Okay, because you're trying to get money from somebody, which means you may be taking money away from somebody. But the bottom line is you're helping make everything better.
That's right.
Until somebody else comes along and takes it from you.
And do it from you.
Right.
Well, and you have people who will, instead, they'll look at your business card, your marketing material, and instead of just asking the simple question, say, who did this? How'd you get this done? They'll feel threatened by it. They'll say, oh, gosh, this is nicer. I need to, crush this person or something like that. And that's just not the way you have to. It doesn't have to be that way.
Nope.
It doesn't happen, but in the real world, it does.
It does. Oh, yeah. No changing it, no.
It's part of being an entrepreneur. It comes along with that. Okay, so you should expect it and welcome it. So if it's not happening, something's wrong. All right. But anyway, so we just went over six things that have to do with knowing your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do to outperform your competitors? To outperform your competitors. Anyway, so I found these questions out on the internet, so I'm just going through a list that someone else had put together. I don't have the name in front of me. I apologize for that. But they're just the common things that entrepreneurs need to know about their competitors. Anyway, so that's about all I have to say, Mr. Dukes.
Well, that's good. That's all I have to say is that always try to know your competitor. Once you know the competitor, you'll know what type of competitor you have. And most competitors in the entrepreneurial world are easy to work with.
Okay, so think about the advantages that you have for your business, advantages that you have based on your competition, and keep finding more ways to have an advantage. And I'll keep looking for ways to get better and better, because when you grow, you get better anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He said, well, as a new entrepreneur, you're going to make mistakes, and it's part of growing. Okay, don't expect everything to be nice and rosy because you're a newcomer on the block. Okay, in many cases, people will welcome you, though.
That's true.
And they're organized. There are a lot of entrepreneurial groups around. All you got to do is find some entrepreneurial groups to join, and then you can learn from your competitors as mm-hmm. well as. I was going to say, as well as to help yourself.
Correct.
But that's all I got to say, Mr. Dukes, unless you have something else to say.
No, I have anything else to say but that, and you just covered it all. Always be. Look for, you're going to have some downfalls, and you're going to get back up.
Yep, you're going to fall down and get back up.
You're going to dust yourself off and get right back in the race.
And like you said, with technology,
mm-hmm.
somebody might have got, one entrepreneur might have gotten a tip from their network
right.
about a certain piece of technology,
mm-hmm.
and now they're one-upping your business because they use their resources to figure it out.
That's
so
right.
You catch up.
You catch up with it. And you look.
And the technology is going to be there. So take advantage of it. Learn it. Find others that know it.
That's the key.
But it's going to be there. It's going to be there. It's going to continue to make things better in some ways. In other ways, it's going to help make us lazier.
But
and in other ways, it's going to hurt us, because once it goes down or goes out, we won't know what to do.
That's true.
So it's almost just that simple, but it's good to have. I'm going to just make a suggestion to try to learn as much as you can about what's behind the technology. I heard the other day that there was a school that was talking about stopping students from reading because they were using everything on their phone.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to stop reading on their phone.
So they weren't teaching reading anymore.
Right.
Which means people don't know how to spell anymore.
That means, well.
So it's just things like that. Become aware of what happens if.
They don't teach.
If the technology goes down.
Cursive writing anymore.
Right, all that's going away.
They're talking about bringing it back, though. Because kids don't know how to sign their name.
Okay, but I hear our song. It's called My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Yes, sir.
I want you to understand you can indeed do it your way. Keep doing it your way. If not, find out how to do it your way so you can tell everybody that you did it your way and go make it happen. This is Mr. Dukes, Mr.
Hey,
Gene
right here.
Stay tuned for our next show, the Employment WGN Opportunity Hour.
Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.